Radio Music Hour in association with George of Hampstead, and Sven in Swiss Cottage is next. Hello, Sven.
Hello, Clive. I'm in such an upbeat mood at the moment.
It's a disco night.
Because I was trying to get through on the voting for the talent.
Ah, yes.
But then my friend, you may know, Yusuf came around, and we had a little bit of a row, so I went next door. And now I'm so happy to hear everything is all fine, with everything working fine.
Yes. Yes, how is Jutta then?
Well, Jutta, the usual stuff, saying the fish should have won the Euro elections, all that stuff you go on about on all the time. And I said, well, Jutta, it is time for me to be a man. And she just, well, she just looked at me, and I think, well, hell with it, and I go next door and make a little call to say, well, everything is fine in the world. Everything's fine in the world. The greens, the fish, they all vote, and we all look better because I give up in terms of personal things, and I just like to...
Yeah.
I like to be free and feel that the fish are winning because they can't be pushed out of the sea anymore.
I've got a quiz question for you, Sven.
What's that?
Can you have a listen to this?
Yes. Is it a fish song?
Well,
Beach Boys?
I think you might get this one. The question is, what has Shlomo got here?
The Dutch eat these lightly sorted. My family eat them schmaltzed. And the Scots eat them rolled and pickled. Or they can be smoked to make an excellent breakfast dish. So what are these called?
Gefilte Rottweiler?
No, it's not a Rottweiler. No, no,
Gefilte Rottweiler?
No, no, you're close.
Underwater dogs?
Not underwater dogs, no.
Oh, good.
Do you want to have one more guess?
No, well, Shlomo is... It must be fish.
It's fish we're talking here, yes.
Is all that little cod balls?
Gefilte fish balls.
Gefilte fish balls, or close enough?
No, well, no, it's not gefilte fish balls. No, no. The answer is herrings.
Herrings. Could be put in balls.
Well, they can be, yes, if you really feel that way.
There's no prize.
Yes, there was a prize. It was £5 of the fish of your choice, but I'm afraid that goes back in the jackpot now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm not depressed because I'm so pleased that Jutta is out of my life and now I can just talk about things I care about.
Yes. So Jutta's gone for good now?
No, not gone for good. No, I'm here ringing in every night because I far prefer to be on the phone than talking to this stupid woman with her fish problems and everything else.
Yeah.
I was close with the balls.
Well, I think you were, yes. And you're obviously much more chirpy than
the
last time
we
spoke.
Clive, it's always nice to think you make a decision in your life. You think years and years you're involved with a woman or another woman, Ingeborg, whatever, and I went to Argentina and so on, and all the bullfighters and so on, but to get back to base is so pleasant, just to think, well, I have something to talk about, and why not have fun with the idea?
Are you going to look for a new companion?
Yes, I am. Right now.
Now?
How late is it?
It's 10 to 4 now.
10 to 4. Where do you get companions at 10 to 4?
Well, you could go wandering around Swiss Cottage, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Not St. Pancras.
St. Pancras?
In my guide, it said St. Pancras for...
Really? For late night meetings?
Well, just for a cup of coffee and talk about, you know, what you feel like and explore each other.
You're going to give a wide berth to launderettes this time, are you?
Oh, yes. I think it's silly. I think go to swish places.
Yes. I think you're wise. Well, the very best of luck, Sven.
Thank you, Clive. And I just wanted to say, I mean, I have been so gloomy in the past, always talking about how miserable my life is and how these women are making me miserable. But it is up to me.
It is, yes.
It is up to me just to go out and say, look, I am alive, I am a man, I have a Macintosh, and I have some money in my pocket, and why don't we have another cup of tea and talk about the misery of life, and I feel a lot more upbeat.
So you're going to go out there and grab life by the...
Grab life by the throat, wrestle it to the ground, and kick it to death.
Well, that's good to hear. It's a heartening story.
It is so much due to you, because late at night one feels sometimes, well, where is the little woman in the bed just caressing my forehead? And obviously the answer is nowhere.
Mm.
But then you think, well, there is the chance to just make it possible by popping out and wandering down the street. Who knows? Who might be there? Why not be upbeat?
Well, we're all
because
thinking of
you.
If
we get miserable,
I
feel my mood switching at the moment.
Yeah,
I could go downbeat any moment.
No. You
so
hang on upbeat.
Try and keep up my confidence.
Yeah, you hang on there upbeat. We're all rooting for you.
Oh,
and,
thank you,
and I hope that you meet the companion of your choice.
What do you think the lucky number for a woman is? What do you think a good lucky letter is?
A lucky letter?
Yes, should it be S for Suzanne? Should it be L for Letitia? Or
I think it should be F.
F for Farina.
That's right.
I go out looking now.
You go out looking for Farina.
Farina in Swiss Cottage? Because I don't have enough money to get minicabs all over the rest of London.
Well, let us know how you get on, won't you?
I will, yes.
Thank you, Sven.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Sven is Swiss Cottage. Now, Peter's on the door on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Clive. Here we go. Nostell